disjointed on Wellington Railway Station. Where the night ends and the pallid day begins, several dirty old groaners lie and stand around the railway station. One sleeps, a boot under his head, a plastic shoulder bag clutched to his belly, his pants half down, exposing a white bum. I sit on a cowry bench and light up a capstan, place a boot on my rolled-up sleeping bag and a free hand on top of my canvas pack. A skinny man with a battered nose drops down beside me, requests a smoke, his red eyes unpicking my duffel coat, travelling over my tennis shoes to the tailor-made in my hand. "Non-filter," I say. "Better than nothing," his reply. I light him up and give him half of what's left of the pack, about five, which he tucks away inside his overcoat, then runs a hand over his smooth grey hair, the only tidy part of him. Two mates stand off with another guy, secret laughs, hands in pockets, knowing nods, an air of deliberate disjointedness, last night's close shave, an agreement to rendezvous at an early opener later. Nervous like stage fright children, ill at ease in a moneyed world. They produce a bottle of sherry which gets my mate off the seat like a shot. But they don't want to give him a drink. Seems he played up last night. Allowed himself to get done over by the boys. Took a lot of shit on himself. The sight of him turns the others away, seeing themselves in his snot-smashed face, blubbery lips and puffy eyes. They drink the sherry, smiling, rolling back on flat heels like heroes having come through a horrific night unscathed. Another man in a cowboy hat joins them, all belly and beard, carrying a guitar. Wears moccasins, long grey frizzy hair poking out from under the brim, an intelligent twinkle in the eye. But when he opens his mouth and speaks, his previous demeanour changes from something strong and sure to something weak and gone, his speech practically unintelligible. One asks the cowboy where he slept last night, and he somehow conveys, "Here, at the station." He gets the poor bastard look. Suddenly, they take off on separate paths, in case they're followed, toward the city centre to meet up later for tea at an all-night shelter. My mate with the cigarettes tucked into his chest waves a gloved hand, but not too revealingly, and disappears in a swirl of railway grit. The next time I see him, on Courtney Place, he's battered more than ever, looking like he's been rolled, clothes ripped, hair dishevelled, wild pale eyes, paranoid pallor. Charging apologetically through the clean crowds, heading God knows where, from God knows what.